Right now, I do understand this guy. His name is Jim Lynch. He joins us every Tuesday morning. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and lots of other subjects. And like I said, he joins us on Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Well, up until I just saw that story about Dr. Seuss, I mean, we live in we live in a world that is just too hypersensitive. I mean, yes, there were a lot of things that have happened over the history of the world and this country, a lot of books written, a lot of TV shows and movies made. But, you know, Jim, every once in a while, we tend to go just a little overboard.
Very much so. Very much so.
Just amazing. It's just amazing.
By the way, my compliments. You've gotten your shot, your vaccine.
One of the most unbelievable experiences, the whole time outside of waiting the 15 minutes afterwards, 3 minutes from the time I got there to the time I went to the waiting room. 3 minutes. Amazing.
That's really marvelous. Really marvelous. More and more folks I know are getting the shots. And it's getting not easy, but it's getting a little easier. And I think the idea is that I hope that more and more people just are open to getting the shot rather than, you know, somehow questioning its validity. That'll help with the supply coming in, because then the people distributing it will know everybody, they've got a market for it, so to speak.
I'm not against the people. You know, there's people that are just not vaccination people. Okay, I don't agree with them. But if they've lived their whole life that way, I'm not against them not accepting the vaccinations. What I am against are people that won't even consider it without investigating it, just from things they might read or hear on the internet. Now, if people don't want to get the shot, it is their right. It is their absolute right not to get the shot. But don't go after somebody who decides they want to get the shot. And I want to tell you, like I said, High Watch Recovery did a great job setting up their clinic in Connecticut now, Jim. I was very lucky. Connecticut yesterday opened up vaccinations for 55 and older, plus anybody who's a school teacher at any age. And that immediately filled up really all the reservations that are available until we get more vaccines in. So, you know, there's no longer light at the end of the tunnel. There is light that is lighting up the room now. And we just have to keep our wits about us and go forward, because you know what? If we play this right, we'll be out of this a lot sooner than most people think.
Amen to that. The trend is our friend at the moment, and we just have to capitalize on that. Amazing. We're no longer in the dark ages. We have things that can really help us, and we have to step into it rather than somehow being overly concerned of some of the risks. There's risks every time you step out of the house, get into your car. So I think that, as you said, kind of a bright light at this time, and I hope we can capitalize on it. Let me get into something which I deem to be a positive, futuristic, whatever. It's kind of an old thing, but I really do believe that we have got to immediately, through the Secretary of Education in this country, put forward a plan to ensure that our citizens, when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, going through school, have a new piece of the curriculum that is essential. And we used to call it, civics, but let's call it the definition and understanding of the...
Jim? You still there, Jim? Jim, you there? We've lost Jim. That was bizarre. Just like the lights went out in Georgia. Well, we're going to try again here, see what happens here. That was bizarre. See what happens here.
Hi.
Hi, we lost you there for some reason.
Sorry, I must have hit the wrong button here.
It's okay. Well, let's pick it back right up where we left off.
Anyhow, let's quickly get through it. We need to define the government that we have under the Constitution, but we need to incorporate that knowledge into the overall understanding of our young people from the very beginnings of their education. Because looking forward and getting beyond some of the crises we have with individuals going crazy in this country, people really don't understand our government, how it works, and how they prosper with it. And I think they've been led down the wrong path over a period of years, but more importantly, they've not been educated as to what the government is, how it works for them, and how they're part of it. So we've got to get that back to where it used to be when we had a tremendous amount of, shall we say, hey, this is our country, and enjoy it and do it. So I would say that we really must get to that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. In other topics that we can take a look at, I want you to talk about this, the stock market and stocks and Robinhood and what's been going on with Robinhood. Now, I still see Robinhood advertising on television and in newspaper. This group, to me, I don't know how I put money into Robinhood right now, hearing what I've been hearing over the past, let's say, month and a half.
Right. Well, periodically in the stock market and in all markets, you have abnormal situations. They're not that unique. But when they happen, it's like thunder, lightning, a great storm. In terms of Robinhood, let's go back to GameStop, this company that went from about $5 or something to $400 and then came back to $90 and is now over $100. It is really simplistic what has happened, in the sense that there's a thing called a call on stocks. It's an option. There's a certain price that if you pay a couple of bucks, that gives you the right to buy the stock wherever it is at a moment in time at a certain price. So what happened is GameStop, which was having difficulty financially and didn't have that bright a future, for whatever reason, is not important to this example. The calls became very available and somewhat cheap to what you would pay for the stock. So X amount of people saw that they were cheap, but more importantly, they saw that a lot of people, particularly hedge funds, were short. They sold short GameStop. In other words, they didn't own it, but they sold it short. And frequently they sold it short nakedly rather than having an option to offset at some price their action. So all of a sudden, X amount of people decided, oh, this is a good one, and they started getting into it. More importantly, Robinhood saw the activity, as is their right. They are purveyor. They are selling these things. And a coterie of folks got together and said, hey, let's move this stock and let's buy, et cetera, et cetera. And that's actually what happened. They pushed the stock. There was a short position in the stock. They were aware that it was very difficult to borrow the stock. And so that meant if you bought the stock, you had nowhere to go but up, because those people who were short had nowhere to go but into the open market to buy it. So it was one, some folks kind of thought, oh, this is a great idea, but more importantly, it got pushed by Robinhood Radio. Robinhood, yes. It's Robinhood Radio. Everything Robinhood Radio. The point is, though, I don't think, as I've reviewed it over the last weeks or so, there's anything illegal. It's a matter of supply and demand, buy and sell. But the brokerage firm, I don't know if there's any liability, but they definitely got a lot of people involved who maybe should not have been involved. And some of them made a lot of money, and eventually some of them lost a lot of money. The bottom line to our listeners is very simple. Please, if you're going to invest, treat it as an investment, not a speculation. This was a rank speculation.
Uh-oh, the dogs don't agree with you.
I know. You could go to Vegas, and I'm not saying the odds are the same, but it really is gambling. And excuse me, just a second. I'm sorry. Okay, guys. All right. Just a minute, Marshall. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got the dogs we have to control here. We have to control them at my house, too, and they start barking and I'm recording. So we're moving the doggies. This is great.
Sorry, Roger.
That's okay, no problem. We love animals around here, so we understand.
You know. Well, during the show, most of the time, they're very, very good.
That's right.
During the balance of the day, you know, they drive you crazy. for those who don't know in the audience, we've got two Cocker Spaniels, beautiful dogs, and we've also got a cat. His name is P. We adopted him to help our previous cat who was mourning our cat. So we've got a few people around here.
Okay.
Anyhow, back to Robinhood as opposed to radio. The speculation that went on with this GameStop and with subsequently other companies that were having problems in the pandemic, some people came in and, you know, just figured out the short interest. People don't own the stock and they've sold it with the idea that it's going to go lower. They were overly short, if you would, and they came in, bought stock up. But the key to this transaction, I come back to call, options. Options are the most leveraged way you can play the stock market. And I say play, not invest, because You can buy an option, we'll call it, for $2, we'll say, on a stock at $7 or $8. And in that process, you've leveraged up, because once the stock gets going, then the option, it's a leverage situation. And that's what we've had with the GameStop thing and with Robinhood. And very, very simple, though. The story here is, don't do this kind of thing, okay? If you want to make a lot of money, lose a lot of money, or get a lot of agita, then do it. Unless you're professional, this is not your bailiwick. Your bailiwick is tried and true investing in companies that will be around for a long time in our country, and which will grow as our country grows, it will pay a dividend, and so forth. Dividends are very low right now in the stock market. And I just point that out because they were very, very good a couple of years ago, vis-a-vis what you could get in the bond market. But because of the rally in stocks, the yields have become less. However, they still are yielding something. It's like you have a buck and you put it on the table and you'll get X amount of cents back over time during a year. That's kind of called investing. In terms of capital gains, where you're buying a stock to get capital gains over a period of time, you're not looking to get the capital gain next week or next month. You're looking over a period of months, more importantly, years, to get a capital gain. The reason being, slowly but surely, the growth happens. When you get into buying a stock because, oh, I think it's going up, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you're speculating. Now, if you want to be a speculator, sit down at a desk in your home or in somebody's office and spend 4, 8, however many hours it takes for you to watch the market and up and down and sideways. But if you want to invest and be sane in the process, you select things that are very safe long term, and you buy them and you keep them, and you monitor them, but you don't trade month by month.
All right. Now, I want to bring up something to you. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I've noticed something that not many people are reporting on, and that is, as President, Joe Biden has embraced Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders, a progressive, has embraced Joe Biden, even though they have tough policy battles. They are working together. And I want to point this out. This is very rare in Democratic politics. Like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders never could work together. Joe Biden is proving why he is good at this time. As President of the United States, he has opened up, and he's got a working partner with Bernie Sanders. Now, some of the progressives, and I'm a progressive, some of the progressives are upset at Bernie Sanders. They should just relax, because what Bernie Sanders is doing is playing for the future with the other younger progressives that you have now in the Democratic Party, and teaming up with Joe Biden. I think the two of them, for the long haul, are going to be very good for the Democratic Party working together.
From your lips to God's ear, I totally agree. And, you know, I have to lately been picking myself up a little bit here in the last week in terms of what's going on. I really don't want to get into Republican, Democrat.
Yeah.
I'll try and treat it a lot more gingerly than I might have, like 35 minutes ago. The thing is, thank goodness this is coming together with these fine gentlemen in terms of really looking out for all of us, because the division is not only some kind of philosophy in terms of these Republicans and Democrats and, you know, about borders or things like that. We're really, it's like all of a sudden the wounds are really showing in terms of, you know, the Republican Party really, really, they don't care about the average person. And we have got to solve this inequality, because I have grandchildren. I want a country for them that somewhat resembles actually what I've had for most of my life, which is an opportunity to do things without being prejudiced against. I don't mean that. I mean that in the economic sense. This fight we're having over the $15, my God in heaven. You know, if you know anything about what people are making throughout the country and the world, it is absolutely embarrassing that the Republicans are, $15. I mean, my goodness, what has happened here in the last couple of years? We've developed many more billionaires and millionaires, and we don't really have enough time for this, but I got to tell you, I was thinking yesterday, this is like, in a way, if you look at the dollars and cents, and you can get it on a chart, it's like slavery has continued. I mean, I'm not saying every individual is a bright, wonderful, creative person, but the $15, when people are making millions in the corporations such as Amazon, where they're working, this is incredible. And it's not going to last, folks. It's not going to last. Unless we get our act together, unfortunately, we might have a French Revolution. And if you look at the French Revolution, it was very simple. It wasn't a bunch of people who were stimulated by some fascist like Trump. Rather, it was the people who were tired of the king and the queen of France living the high life, and they were starving in the streets.
Having a moderate Joe Biden, a progressive Bernie Sanders, work both ends of the side of the table to eventually meet in the middle is a long-term great thing, and it's going to do good things for the Democratic Party. We're out of time, though, Jim.
Amen, brother.
Take care of those.
Right on.
Take care of those doggies and tell them we're not upset at them. Okay.
No. They said, Daddy, I think we have to get a pounder. Right. We participated.
All right, Jim.
Have a great week.
Take care. Bye bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find them on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Jim Lynch. Cover Your Assets.